We met with the community last year, actually, and there's been a lot of work done in terms of establishing the vision for what we want for Crossroads and Killygordon. We've done a lot of work around Smart Villages framework to look at setting up working groups. And in between that time and Friday evening, we've secured some funding. We've delivered a lot of community improvement projects on the ground. So this week's meeting is really just a chance to, for us to update our local community on what we're doing.
Obviously, the county development plan is in the process of being drafted at the moment. Some key meetings taking place before that goes to public consultation, hopefully during the summer. You'd obviously be hoping that your plans and what's discussed at a local level can feed into that plan and work in tandem with that plan to get the best for the area.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, everything that we do at a local level needs to speak to a more strategic context. So we do look to what's happening within the county council, but also at a national level as well in terms of development planning. And we hope as a volunteer community group really to represent the local voice at that strategic level.
How important is it from your point of view that you do have that level of public interest? Because I suppose the more interest you've got from the public, the more involvement you've got from the public, the more cohesive the community vision is going to be and the easier it's going to be to implement something that's really meaningful.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, it's crucial that we engage with the community, but also it's the community's plan. You know, that we are a bunch of sort of dedicated volunteers who seek to pull together the community's voice in that vision for Crossroads and Killygordon. And it was important that we held our initial meetings and looked at, you know, a workshop format that really allowed people to voice their concerns, to voice their challenges, but also to celebrate what it is that matters to them most about their local area and their local community. And that's very much reflected in our community plan. But it's crucially important that we have boots on the ground. It's crucially important that we continue that engagement and keep people interested, keep them involved. And we've had a lot of local people turn out for community cleanups, you know, litter picks, painting of graffiti, and also getting involved in planting and just generally improving the appearance of the two villages as well.